A year after his conversion, St. Francis was praying before a large cross in Assisi's Church of San Damiano when he heard Christ say to him, "Francis, repair my house." Being rather literal-minded, Francis took up the task of restoring the dilapidated San Damiano stone by stone. Later, he came to understand that Jesus' instruction concerned something more than brick and mortar. From then on, he dedicated himself to restoring and reforming dilapidated Christians, helping to rebuild the church into the image and likeness of Christ, leading others to not only serve the poor, but to become poor, following the example of Jesus. When someone asked Francis why God called him to rebuild the church, why you? He replied, it was because there was no one less qualified. God always chooses the weak and the absurd, he said, and those who count for nothing. At Pentecost, the Spirit came upon the defeated, the depleted, the deflated, the spent. Their qualification was their poverty. They had empty hands and open hearts. They received the Spirit and were reborn. They courageously proclaimed the gospel. They headed for new frontiers, encountering new cultures and languages and geographies. They undertook bold new forms of outreach. They became risk takers. The newborn church was on fire. The church in our day is in need of serious reform. Why have we and our generation been left with the task? Why us? Because God always chooses the weak and the absurd. Even if we are defeated, deflated, depleted, or spent, we can provide empty hands and open hearts. You remember from your confirmation class the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Or perhaps you learned them on Jeopardy. In any case, you should know what they are. Wisdom. What's next? Oh, my goodness. Knowledge is one of them. Understanding. Counsel. Piety, fortitude, and fear of the Lord. You got them all. Holy Spirit for 200, Alex. It's number four, fortitude, that I need most. Fortitude, courage, saying and doing the right thing, however startling, no matter the consequences. Fortitude is the Spirit's push to extend beyond our comfort zones and experience the graces found at that new frontier. For example, you heard last week about our ministry of accompaniment. Do you have the fortitude to accompany and stand with immigrants and migrants and refugees who find themselves in an uncomfortable, unjust, or terrifying place? Are you able to go and stand with anyone at the margins, for that matter? Can you speak for the voiceless? The same Spirit who inspired the tongues of those in Jerusalem huddled in fear, the same Spirit is looking to inspire rebirth within us. When will we start heading for new frontiers and encounter new cultures and languages and geographies? When will we undertake new forms of outreach? When will we become risk takers? When finally will come our Pentecost?